Well, it's not quite an animal. It was a praying mantis.
That's an animal.
It's an animal.
It was on the ark with its partner.
Yeah. You can eat it.
Now, tell us how you can be attacked by something as seemingly slight as a praying mantis.
Well, I was about 7 or 8, so it was quite big in comparison. Mm. And just walking under a tree.
You were born quite big in comparison, but right. Yeah.
It was in Singapore, it was a hot day. I was walking under a tree, and this leaf, what I thought was a leaf, sort of fluttered down from the tree and sort of landed at the back of my head.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to brush it away, and suddenly it sort of chomped onto my neck.
Went for your neck too, a vampire praying mantis.
It was.
Now, you sure?
It may have confused you for a male praying mantis.
It would have to confuse him tremendously, wouldn't it?
It was one. It was trying to take his head off. Mantis,
yeah. Now, are you sure this was an attack? It wasn't you imagining a button grazing your jugular or something?
No, because I finally sort of pulled it off, and it was enormous. It was bigger than my hand.
Really?
It had this piece of my flesh with blood, you know, in its mouth.
It ripped a piece of you off?
Yeah.
It was one of those praying mantises.
A little piece, that's a small piece of Simon hanging out of its jaw.
Absolutely.
I can't think of anything more revolting. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Anything more revolting than minding your own business, walking around with your hat on the side of your head down a London street, and a praying mantis drops on you from a height and starts savaging your throat. You pull it off, and there it is, still going with a piece of you in its mouth.
I didn't know they could be so vicious.
This is the whole point of the phone, and we're trying to find out what other animals. Yes, cats and dogs and bears, but and how did you get over this terrible trauma?
Well, I was about 7, as I said, and I just stomped on it, really.
Well, that's okay. That is cosmic revenge. I mean, it shouldn't have launched the attack. I mean, don't play with feathers unless you want to get your bum tickled, I believe is what villains say. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. Of course, that was always the downside of his manoeuvre. But this is one of the most... I've done this a couple of times, this phone, and I've never heard of anything more extreme than they must have such a tiny mouth.
Well, I mean, it was big.
Yeah, but even big by praying... You said it was bigger than your hand?
It was bigger than my hand.
Are you sure this wasn't a Yorkshire Terrier? How do you know it was a praying mantis?
Well, it's a big green sticky thing.
I think this was some...
Could have been a stick insect.
I don't believe it.
They're very passive.
They have these big claw things. I remember that clearly.
No, but praying mantises, don't the female eat the...
We've got that, but... Even so, a mouth let's face it, is an insect, and that's another phone in altogether. I'm trying to pinch myself in with the tops of my nails to see if that registers. And it ripped a part of your windpipe out. Well,
that's a slight exaggeration.
Well, it's only a matter of time. He woke up in time.
Tore his whole head off.
He woke up in time. Given time, it would have took his head off.